My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are crazy for Daisy, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe the Disney novice just thinking about planning your first trip to Walt Disney World, rearranging your second trip to Walt Disney World, and you thought that Mandalorian was some sort of citrus fruit. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories and their magical times. And this week, Meg, who stayed at Value, Moderate and Deluxe Resorts at Disney, tells us which one is the best value for money.
We had some of the best Disney experiences at that hotel.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks, everything you need to know if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World. And make sure you keep in touch as well on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Thank you for your questions that have come through over the last couple of weeks. There's been a lot about planning for next year. And the general question is, should I book for next year? There are some great deals around at the minute. I know Disney released a package, Wish You Were Here package, about a week or two ago, and the prices seem quite good. A lot of people are saying, should we go next year? Is it going to be normal next year? My gut feeling is, no, it won't be normal next year. I'd say if you love going to Walt Disney World and you've been a number of times and you're desperate to go, yeah, I'd say book. If you've never been before and this is your first trip of a lifetime to Walt Disney World, or you're taking somebody who is, I'd say hang off next year. Even with the 50th anniversary coming in October, which I don't think is going to be quite what they wanted. More about that in the news later on in the podcast, by the way. I just don't think things are going to be ready. People have been asking me, like, do you think we're still going to have to wear face masks in the park next year? Again, I don't think anybody knows. Disney won't even know what the situation is going to be next year. Maybe towards the end of the year you won't. Maybe you'll have to wear them inside and not outside. But I think by that time anyway, I don't know about you, but I've got used to wearing a face mask for like hours on end. So, you know, if I have to go to Walt Disney World and wear a face mask, as long as it's not the middle of August, I think I'll be okay with that. Will the free dining become available? Shall I book now? Should I wait for free dining? I think free dining for next year, forget it. There will be no free dining next year. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, and if you're one of the people this is affected, please do get in touch and let me know. I think people who booked last year for next year and paid for the dining package, I think that has been refunded. I'm sure so somebody who's going at the end of next year and had paid for the dining package, I think that they've got the refund on that already. So I think the gist is, if you're thinking about going next year, you're desperate to go to Walt Disney World, I'd say, you know, prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. I think that's what people are saying, because just who knows this time next year? I mean, who knows? We would hope that you'd be able to go to America, I'm guessing, early next year. There might still be quarantine. There might be airport testing or pre-testing or arrival testing or something like that. I think that is going to... They can't keep the doors to America closed forever, I don't think. So I think we will be able to go. Will you want to? Will it be the same? I don't think it will be quite the same. But maybe it'll be a bit more normal. Who knows? I just wish I knew. Any questions you want to ask that I can't answer, then do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Same place to go to be a podcast guest. Time to share some Disney memories with this episode's guest. Meg is here. So tell me, Meg, Walt Disney World, what does it for you?
It's that typical feeling at home, isn't it? That little Disney bubble. There isn't a feeling like walking into that park for the first time, is there?
And when was the last time you were there?
The last time I was there was November, just gone, my birthday.
We're coming up to a year since you went last.
I know, it's sad.
It feels like so long ago. And what about the first time you went?
The first time we went was November 2015, again for my birthday.
So do you always go for your birthday?
No, we've been in March, we've been in May, and we've been in November, so we've got a few like varied months that we've been in.
And what's it like celebrating your birthday at Walt Disney World?
Oh, it's incredible. Last year we went to Boma for breakfast and they brought me a cake out without even like, I didn't even say anything, I just sat down and she brought me a cake.
A cake
was incredible.
For breakfast?
For breakfast.
I've got welcome to Walt Disney World, yeah. It's cake for breakfast.
It was literally the first morning.
So how did they know it was your birthday? Did you have the birthday badge on?
I don't know if they'd put it on like the reservation as I booked it, but she knew.
Oh, right. Well, you say she knew, Mickey knew. Mickey's obviously got his
the
eye on you.
Knew. So, yeah.
So let's talk about the first time you went to Walt Disney World. What do you remember about that first visit?
Not a lot, to be honest. Like, we've been so many times that they all started to merge into one.
Yeah.
But obviously, the walking down Main Street for the first time was just absolutely mad. Going in all the shops and seeing how much Disney merch there was.
We watched
Wishes on my first night.
Oh, yeah.
Back when it was Wishes, and that was amazing.
So was that the first place you headed to on your first visit? It was like, right, yeah. It's got to be Magic Kingdom first.
Straight
first
to the castle.
Rope drop, we're awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, straight to the castle.
Yep.
And would you say the first time you went was your favourite Disney trip? Because like I was saying, first time is the best time. Oh, you've got a better favourite?
No, I would say the trip in November just gone was my favourite.
And what was special about that?
So because it was for my birthday, my sister and my partner had booked the Keys to the Kingdom tour for me as a surprise.
Oh, wow.
And they told me the morning before. So that was on my birthday, we did the tour. And the day before, we went for breakfast at Be Our Guest. And they told me at Be Our Guest that we were going to the Keys to the Kingdom tour. I sobbed.
I ugly cried. I mentioned this about, was it last podcast or the podcast before we talked about Keys to the Kingdom tour? Because I've done it. But what was it like for you?
Oh, just getting to know all of like the little bits of backstage info that you don't get told if you're asking a cast member outside was just amazing. Getting to know like how Tinkerbell flies from the castle was a funny one.
Yeah.
The little things about how Magic Kingdom is basically a theatre and a show as you walk down the red carpet of Main Street. I cried the whole tour as well.
it is brilliant. And they take you behind the scenes as well. And what I like about it, this was the same for you, they told us, like, if you ask us while we're in the park a question, we'll give you the park answer, but we can, behind the scenes, we can give you the technical answer. So, like,
yep.
If you ask us while we're in the park, how does Tinkerbell fly from the castle? We'll tell you. It's fairy dust.
Yep.
But if you ask us again behind the scenes, we'll tell you.
That'll be a different answer.
Exactly, yeah. How did you feel like the Utilidors? Because the Utilidors are the corridors underneath the park. What did you think about that?
It was crazy. Like, I don't understand how they get to know where they're going. I know there's the colour code system, but I only because I was following someone did I know where I was going. It's confusing down there, but it's such a clever way for them to like transport people from place to place.
And nothing like Disney, is it?
No,
when you're down there.
No, it's like being in like a weird underground like tunnel. Like, it is literally like being in a weird tunnel, like very like urban, whereas you go upstairs and it's all like colourful.
Yeah,
and
I found it very grey and very kind of like 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
With like staff notice boards up everywhere and signs like that hadn't been changed about 30 years. It was really weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
And what about some of your other favourite things? Have you got a favourite attraction?
Favourite attraction... Flight of Passage, but I will give an honorary mention to the People Mover. Me, my sister and my partner love the People Mover, like just people watching from it, being able to see like inside Space Mountain when lights are on and you shouldn't really be able to see inside it.
There is just something about the People Mover that it's one of my favorite attractions, but I don't actually know why. You know there's never a big queue. You know you're on it for quite a while. And you know you can put your feet up on the seats and you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Totally, totally. In terms of parades or nighttime shows, have you got a favourite?
Festival of Fantasy is just the best parade that I think... Well, apart from the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
But the best accessible parade that you can get to. And Happily Ever After. It was difficult for it to overtake Wishes, but it did it.
And I'm guessing going in November, you would have caught the Christmas party.
We've done the Christmas party twice now.
Yeah. What do you love about the Christmas parties?
Oh, just free snacks, isn't it? Like, wherever you turn, here's a cookie.
Yeah. Have another cookie. Here's a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Here's more sugar.
Have some spiced apple juice.
Yeah. Have you got a guilty pleasure when it comes to Walt Disney World? Stuff that you can tell other Disney fans, but like, you know, friends at work who don't get it, you're a bit embarrassed about.
Carousel of Progress, nobody really gets it, but you come off singing the song. My partner's always like, do we really have to go on it? I'm like, yeah, it's just part of the experience.
Yes. You are a true Disney geek, a real Disney geek, Megan. So let's talk about your holiday planning. Do you like to stay on site or do you prefer to stay away from Disney?
I love to stay on site, but we have done both. Most recently we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which was just incredible.
Yeah.
But we stayed on iDrive, and that was also just as good. But we were in a group then, so we stayed in like a little apartment, which worked for the time. But yeah, you always want to be in the Disney bubble, don't you?
Yeah, but obviously, if you're doing it on a budget as well, international drive is, you know, it's another good option.
It's amazing.
Apart from the getting around bit, did you get around in a car when you stayed in international drive? Or
no, none of us drive, so we Ubered and we like split the fare four ways when we went as a group. So that did work out. Like, I think it ended up being like $3 or $4 each way, which works out quite good, to be fair. Yeah. But if you can be there and have the free transport, then even better.
It's much better for getting around. And in terms of eating, have you got a favourite Walt Disney World restaurant?
Boma for breakfast, but I'm not sure if it was the free cake that pushed me over with that one.
It's not all cake for breakfast if you've not been before to Boma. Boma is the buffet, isn't it, at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Yeah, the selection is amazing. My sister's a vegetarian and even she loved it. She said there was a great selection for her as well.
Did you try everything? Because I know they have a few, you know, if you're looking for something a bit unique and different, Boma's, they've got a few odd things on the menu there, haven't they?
Yeah, I think I definitely had spoonfuls of most things. I couldn't tell you what they are now, but I definitely tried as much as I could on that buffet.
We will share more memories with Meg in just a moment on this episode of the podcast. Let's get some Disney news, though, which we haven't done for quite a while, and not a lot really has happened over the last few weeks. There is some news about some new attractions that we were hoping for the 50th that had been announced in 2017 for the 50th that looks like have been hit with a bit of a delay. Now, no official word from Disney on this at the time of recording this podcast, but a couple of the big new attractions, such as Guardians of the Galaxy over at Epcot and the Tron roller coaster at Magic Kingdom, looks like they've hit a bit of a delay, which means they might not be open for the 50th. Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom will turn 50 on the 1st of October. However, here's what I'm saying. It's that's probably going to be the very start of the 50th celebrations, and they're going to go on a couple of years. So those attractions will open at some point during the 50th celebrations. But obviously with what's going on in the world, there's been a bit of a delay. So I think if you're thinking of things are going to be open in 2021, think more towards the end of 2021, maybe the beginning of 2022. Same goes for the brand new nighttime fireworks spectacular over at Epcot, which should have opened by now. Harmonious, or whatever you pronounce it. It should have been open in spring this year. Still been hit with delays. I don't think there's going to be a nighttime spectacular for quite a while until they can allow big crowds back into the parks. And it looks like some permits have been filed for a major installation in the middle of the lagoon for the fireworks, and the end of the time period to install that is actually the end of next year. So maybe they're just giving themselves a little bit of leeway with that, but big things we're expecting for the 50th anniversary, expect them towards the end of the 50th celebrations, whenever that will be. One good bit of news that we can look forward to next year, if you're planning an early trip to Walt Disney World in early 2021, fingers crossed. We have got the return of the Festival of the Arts at Epcot. It's actually been kind of like watered down and remodified. They've announced it as the Taste of Epcot Festival of the Arts. Of course, when Walt Disney World reopened, they opened at Epcot with the Taste of Epcot. So it's kind of going to be what you would expect from Festival of the Arts. There's going to be over 15 different food studios with culinary art around the world showcase. Also, your chance to see some artists showing some of their displays and purchasing some of those as well. Some special photo locations around the park. The paint by number mural that they usually had. One thing that I notice is missing from this year's Festival of the Arts is the Broadway performers that usually performed over at the America Pavilion. That's not been announced for this year. There are going to be performances there from people like the Jaminators, but in terms of like some of the bigger events with the bigger crowds, not going to happen this year. But at least it's something to look forward to if we are lucky enough to go to Walt Disney World early 2021. Keep up to date with all the latest news over on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Pod Magical is where we are. Same place to be a podcast guest. And it's Meg we're sharing the magic with on this episode. And so when it comes to organising and being the organiser, are you the organiser?
I'm a massive like planner, so I do all the research. We have like little meetings of whoever's going, where we like sit and we plan out where we want to eat, what fast passes we want to do, like what dates we're doing what. And then last trip I took it a bit further and I created a spreadsheet.
Good, got a spreadsheet.
Which my sister laughed at me for.
Yeah.
But when we got home, she said the spreadsheet made the trip the best trip that it could have been, because we knew where we were going and we knew what time we need to be where. So yeah, she ate her words a bit there.
Yeah, you've got to have somebody who takes on the organisation.
I had a binder and everything.
A full binder? Why do you carry that around the park with you?
Oh, no, no. It stayed at home, but I liked knowing that it was there.
I did what I did once. I did like a little rip sheet. So like we took like a, you know, so you could just rip off a piece of paper and stuff it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, obviously you've got the My Disney Experience app that's got certain things, but you know, it's quite nice to have that written down as well, just in case you lose battery.
Yeah, definitely.
Extreme. What about outside Disney? Anything else you'd like to do in Orlando?
Obviously done the dreaded Universal.
Right, now what's dreaded about Universal?
Just hate to mention it on a Disney podcast.
Do you know what? It's fine. Mosey, if you're going all the way from Britain to America, you've got to do Universal and SeaWorld if you want, or Legoland.
Yeah, we did Discovery Cove as well, and that was like a really good break from being all go.
Yeah.
But our favourite thing when we stayed on International Drive was to just wander all of like the tacky gift shops. And we found this massive arcade called Dave and Buster's really far up iDrive.
Right.
And that was amazing. You just like loaded a card with some money and you could go in and play like all the arcade games.
What's that called again?
Dave and Buster's.
Okay. And that's on International Drive.
They've got branches all over America. But yeah, we just stumbled across it and it was a really, really fun night.
I have never heard of that before.
They've also got a bar in there as well.
Oh, that helps. The more you drink, the more fun it gets.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, is there anything you don't like about Walt Disney World?
I would say that just the transport, if you're doing Disney transport, can be a bit hit and miss, like buses. You can wait quite a while for some of the buses for like the value resorts, I would say. But we didn't have any problems when we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
So what of the hotels have you stayed at before?
We stayed at Art of Animation
on
our first trip and Caribbean Beach on our third trip, I think.
So you stayed at three different Disney hotels.
Yeah.
And they're all different values, aren't they?
Yeah, we've managed to get quite a good selection of like...
Yeah, you've done literally one of the each.
Yeah.
Yeah, value, moderate and the very expensive one. And in terms of getting around, which one would you say out of the three would be the best value for money? In fact, putting into International Drive as well on this, if you had to go back, which would you say would be best value for money?
See, we got a really good deal on Animal Kingdom Lodge because there was a load of construction going on.
Oh,
so
right.
So if I was to get the price I paid for Animal Kingdom Lodge again, 100% would go with that. But I would probably... Art of Animation was great. We did have some of the best Disney experiences at that hotel. We've made a friend for life with one of the people we met on the reception. It was just such a special... And that was our first trip as well, so it was a really special one. So I think Art of Animation will always hold like a little special place in my heart.
And are you still in touch with the person you met on reception?
We've got them on Facebook, yeah. So every now and again, we just like see something pop up from them and I have a little comment.
And are they all right at the minute with the craziness that's going on in Florida?
Yeah, well, luckily they moved away from Orlando quite quickly. So they're at home in Oklahoma, I think she said.
All right, so is she going to go back to Walt Disney World or is that it now?
I think she's terminated her own contract, so I don't think she'll be back.
Oh, right. So you can unfriend her now then if you can't get a staff discount. What's the point? Joking, obviously. When do you think you're going to go back next?
Well, we had a Disney cruise planned for November, but they've just cancelled all the cruises through to like December
yes,
now.
Yes, they have.
So we've booked something different and we're planning probably end of next year, early 2022.
So with your Disney cruise that you cancelled, did you cancel it or did they cancel it?
So they have cancelled all cruises up until December the 17th, I think it was. So we had booked through Virgin, so I called them literally earlier today to reschedule it to a different destination.
And did you get your 125% back on that? Because I know Disney cruises, unless it's you have to book directly with Disney Cruise, if they cancel it, you can have like your money back. Or you can get a cruise credit of 125% of your cruise.
No, we weren't offered that.
Oh, right.
But I don't know if that's because we booked through Virgin.
It could be, yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder if you book direct with them, you get that as a good bonus.
So where were you going to go on the Disney cruise? Which ship was it?
It was the Disney Magic. Mm-hmm. And we were going from Miami to Nassau and then to Disney's private island. I can't remember the name of it now.
Castaway Key.
Yes, is it.
Disney's private island, which is brilliant.
I was looking forward to it, but we'll go again. We will.
Yeah. So what are you thinking, 2022 then?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do Disney World and then a Disney cruise. The dream.
Do them together. Yeah. You can never get too much Disney, especially if we're going to have like a year or two off.
Exactly.
We need to make up for it, don't we, Megan? Got
100%.
To. Well, it's lovely talking to you.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
And sharing your Disney memories. And have a magical day.
Thank you. You too.
If you fancy joining me on the podcast one episode to chat about Walt Disney World like Meg, then just drop me a line. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. We are looking for guests now for next year, particularly if you are planning to go soon, maybe even like the end of this year, early next year. If you're planning to go, let's get you on the podcast as soon as you get back. I'd be desperate to talk to you. Just send me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Pod Magical is where we are. Andy's top tip of the week this week. I know we have a lot of childless millennials who listen to this podcast. If you're going without kids and you fancy a good adult night out, the Boardwalk area is the place to go. You might have been to Jelly Rolls. Jelly Rolls is dueling pianos. They take requests. They will play anything. You do get a lot of Disney mums in there who like leave the kids at home for the night. They get babysitters or dad or nan and granddad stay at home and they go wild. The crazy Disney mums you'll find in there. And these guys on the piano will play anything. They'll play Disney tunes. They'll play Whitney, Britney, anything you want. It's a great night out in Jelly Rolls. You do have to pay to get in, by the way. It's like $10. But also around the Boardwalk, the Swan and Dolphin Hotel, there is a karaoke bar. Now, I've not been here, but people say it's brilliant. It's called Kimonos and it's inside the Swan Hotel. So maybe you've been drinking around the world at Epcot and you want to keep your merry going. Boardwalk, Jelly Rolls or Kimonos at the Swan if you fancy a bit of a sing on karaoke. If you've got any top tips, let me know. You know where we are. Pod Magical, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. We've got brand new podcasts coming every other Friday, so don't miss a single episode. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcast. If you could give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts as well, that would be great. It really does help people find us who are looking for British Walt Disney World podcasts, of course. If you know people who do, point them in our direction. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.